Connected 360, episode one, season two, folks. That's right, season two. We did 23 shows in season one. We're excited for this show because episode one is always like really, really important to me because it starts the new year. We're excited about it. And we have folks with us today, Lily, a TikTok influencer, but much more than that, we want to connect her with you. We want her to get, you know, you get connected with her and talk about TikTok, talk about all these wonderful things that are happening with TikTok. And then obviously with Lily. Lily, how you doing? Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is literally the coolest thing ever.
How's everything going with school and everything? I mean, obviously, I normally bring on older guests, but you're my youngest guest. So how's school going?
I'm homeschooled. I don't know if you knew that. I do like online.
I didn't know that.
Because I had the privilege of being bullied in kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
So I just was like, no, and I just hopped on online, which I actually do like a lot. And somehow I know like a lot of people don't have that many friends when they like don't go to school. I somehow have a good amount of friends, which I'm really happy about. But
cool.
As for the school part of it, I hope I'm doing good. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell your dad. So I noticed that like with school, like when my son, when they went to the whole hybrid thing and they did the online thing, he actually was doing really, really good. Like there's kids that don't do good on it. They don't do good, you know, but my son, he's 16 and he's just like, he rocked it. But then it got to the point where he wanted to go back to, you know, to the actual school. But I was surprised. And I'm sure there's a lot of kids out there that enjoy the online or the homeschool experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. It's weird because I don't really have anything to like compare it to because I've done it for like so long. I've done it since like I was a little youngin. So I don't even remember most of like my public school experience. You know what I mean? I wouldn't change it if I could.
So cool. So let's jump right into it. So growing up, you're from Jersey, right?
I am from Jersey.
So tell me about, because I noticed the accent. Talk about Jersey. Before we get into TikTok and all that stuff, how's Jersey? How's Jersey living?
Well, I just found out I have a Jersey accent. So that's awesome. I love that. And honestly, I love Jersey. I really want to travel the entire world. But for some reason, I feel like I always want to be like a Jersey girl. I don't know why. But I like it a lot.
Maybe they'll start a new show. You could be on a show.
Maybe I heard you're gonna get into acting. Jersey girls.
Yeah, that's cool. TikTok Jersey girls. All right.
Oh my God.
Let's get right into it. So I want to get into TikTok real quick, but tell me, because I work with your dad, how is it being a daughter of a officer? How does that feel?
Honestly, when I was younger, I didn't think like very much of it, but as I grew up, I started realizing like I never feel as unsafe, if that makes sense. Like when I'm in like a bad situation, I'm never sitting there wondering, oh my gosh, what the heck am I gonna do? Like I always know, like I can call my dad up and be like, yo, and he'll be like he'll know exactly what to do. So I always kind of had like that stability in that sense, which I'm so thankful for, like literally.
Yeah, he's cool. Your dad's like a pretty hip man.
He's pretty hip.
Yeah.
I'd say so. He's got
what's the nickname you guys have for him?
Oh my gosh. We have Mr. Worldwide because he's just always everywhere. We have Baldy because he just has no hair.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many.
I call him Mr. Clean.
You call him I'm gonna start calling him that. Why did nobody tell me that?
Yeah, Mr. Clean looks like the guy. He looks like the guy, man.
No, because he literally does. And I swear my grandma said that when I was younger.
He always has mouthwash because you know he dips and he always has mouthwash. The mouthwash.
I always every single trip I've been on with him, he's always just like, hand me the mouthwash. It's in the back. So yeah, you're very right about that.
That's great. I love your dad. Your dad and I. Funny story, true story. In the beginning, because we have the same personality, like we both were bodybuilders and we kind of like, you know, have the same kind of the same personality, right? Mm-hmm. And we got into one, I don't even remember what it was, but it was like in the beginning of us working together in the unit, and we got into it, man, face to face, and it was like heated, and we were like, and then so many years later, we're like the best of friends.
Like that's how it starts. Like it always starts with something like really bad. And then you're like, I feel like we have to be besties now.
Yeah. So he's awesome, man. So, and he, and just real quick, so we can like transition over. He's always so proud of your TikToks, right? He's always like showing all of us like every day, look at this, Lewis, look at all. And he's like, posted it 2 hours ago. So
I know. Sometimes it's like embarrassing. And then other times I'm just like, it's fine. My dad's proud of me. It's fine.
Yeah. It's just my dad. Mm-hmm, so let's talk about TikTok. So I have a TikTok, and what I did was, obviously, TikTok is changing even now, but in the beginning, what I noticed was obviously it was for a younger generation, right?
Yeah,
I'd say and so. I noticed that when I opened up a TikTok, I was like, you know what, let me do this. I run a lot of pages, I do social media, and I've been in it for a long time. I was like, let me see how fast I can grow this. And it's not easy. Tell us about your TikTok. Like, what is your TikTok about? And you know, how do you feel about it?
Okay. I love the way you asked that. Okay. So when I first started it, like started on TikTok, first of all, I was on it when it was like Musical.ly, you know, that whole stage. Mm-hmm. So I did the whole like transition awful video, you know what I'm talking about? But when it transitioned into just like TikTok, then I just started feeling like I was just like vlogging my life for my friends, you know, because I just had like my friends following me. So it started, I just posted like one video that, have you seen Impractical Jokers?
No, but you can explain. I'm sure a lot
Impractical
of
Impractical Jokers is just like, you do like weird things in front of other people and you see how they react, yes. Or you like, you know what I'm talking about?
It's yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I started by just saying like weird things that you can do in public to like spice up your life. That was like the little brand. And then I didn't expect anything from it. I just thought it was so funny. And I was like, I feel like my friends would like laugh at this. And then it got up to, I think the first video got 2 million likes. And I was like, I was sitting there on my phone and I was like, what the heck is going on? I was like, literally, what is going on? Because I was like, literally, that was probably one of the weirdest nights of my life still, because I was just so confused.
Wow. Just one little bit. And that's what people say, you know, you just create the content, you just never know what's going to happen. So what, you're up to 360,000 or something like that? 360,000 people?
It's something like that. I don't know. I don't know. It's something in that realm. 300 and like, I think it's 330 something.
Do you think TikTok is trying to slow you down?
Honestly?
Yeah. No.
I want to do my videos.
What's that?
Like, I posted a video that was like a compilation of like me and my friends laughing because I thought it was so cute. I was like, I love my friends' laughs. And they took it down and banned me for like a week. They were like, this can result in injury. And I was like,
I hear the stories. Like, I hear some other stories too. But then you open up another TikTok and what happens?
Oh my gosh. It's so weird. So like the first account obviously blew up forever ago. And then I made a second account, honestly, just so that nobody I knew would follow it and I could just post whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then I posted a video of me, like, I was at work and I was like, I had a cute guy at my table. I'm like a server at Cracker Barrel. Uh-huh. So I like took a cookie and then I like wrote my Snap on it and I just gave it to him for free. And it was like, I don't know, whatever. And then that video blew up more than any video on my like main account.
Oh my gosh.
That ended up getting 11 million views. And I was like, shocked. I was like, what?
So like, which one do I keep now? Do I keep my backup or do I keep the main?
That's what I'm talking
do
about.
Do I keep both of them?
I was like, which one's my main?
That's so cool. So best TikTok moment.
Good question. Oh my gosh. Actually, I'm going to say, because I think it's really ironic, I made one of my friends from a TikTok that like blew up. So like I was at this hotel right now, right? This was like 6 months ago, whatever, during summer. And I walked up to the counter. I didn't know the dude behind the counter, but I just like, I had my friend record and I just like picked up the phone and started like acting like I worked there. And then I posted that video and that went viral. And then the dude behind the counter, I actually became like such good friends with, like literally like best friends with. And he literally called me right before this and was like, are you free tonight? Like, we are literally friends now just from that, which I just think is so funny. And I actually got banned from this hotel from doing that. Oh, so I don't even know how I'm staying here because I'm not supposed to even be in the building. But like,
we won't put that in there. We won't put that
probably
in there.
Probably that.
We'll edit this out. Interesting. I haven't had a really best TikTok moment. I think for me, what works, and I don't have a big account. I mean, I can go live now. You know, you got to have 1,000 people that don't know, you know, you can go live if you have over 1,000, right? Is when I duet. When I duet people, I notice that those pick up a little bit more traction for me. But I don't have like I don't have it yet, you know? So what piece of advice will you give someone if they wanted to do a TikTok and a TikTok account and they want to make it, you know, take off, if that makes any sense?
Honestly, I feel like you kind of just have to like find your thing. And I don't even mean that in like a sense where it's like some crazy, amazing thing you can do. I don't know what talents I have, but like, I feel like the thing that stuck for me was just doing dumb things in public and then posting it. So I feel like there's always something. Like other people just do like different videos on like confidence or like advice. Like it's all different things. So I feel like you just like find your thing and then it like sticks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So does your dad try to mess with you with any videos or anything like that?
Oh my gosh. I feel like you definitely know the answer. He literally all the time, he'll be like, you got to make another like spice up your life video. You got to. Yeah. All the time.
He asked me all the time. He's like, Lewis, what do you think she should do? I'm like, oh no, she got the most following out of everybody I've ever known in my life. What am I going to tell her?
I don't know what she's
going to
do.
Exactly. No, but I, you know, it's great. Your dad's really, really loving. He's like your manager, you know, and all that stuff. So can you tell me a little bit of how that works? So you have a big following. Have you thought about getting any endorsements? Have anybody come up to you and said, hey, do you want to wear my product or something like that? Has that come about?
Like brand deals and stuff like that. Yeah. I've had like a lot of different DMs for like different brand deals, but I also want to make sure that it's something that like is actually good. Otherwise I don't want to like be like, everybody buy this without knowing what the heck it is. So the only brand deal I've done is actually I'm wearing the necklace. It's this little butterfly necklace.
Oh, sweet.
And it's, I think it was Adidas jewelry, and that's the only brand deal I've done. But that was cool.
So being that you're not 18 yet, is it possible to make money, or is that something that you have to wait till you're 18? Is it complicated or?
It's so bad because like you could, because it doesn't like, it's not like illegal, but in the app they made it so you have to be 18. So mm-hmm. all the people that are like famous that are like 15 and put in like a fake birthday are making money.
Yeah.
I put in my actual birthday. So
you go to church. You go to church, so you gotta do the right thing.
I know. I was like, I can't lie.
You can't lie. Yeah, you gotta flash straight. But you'll be 18 soon, so we'll see what happens with that. But no, that's great advice. I think, you know, that's what I tell people too. You know, on other social media platforms, you know, find your niche. You know, find what works for you, and watch the numbers. You know, watch the insights. Watch what you know. What people like more, like we talked in the pre-show, you know, for me, I don't know what it is, but when I duet people, I get like that. I mean, it's not a lot for you, but 1,000 people actually respond.
No, that is a lot.
Yeah. It's decent. Yeah. It's decent. But 1,000 people, especially if you have a lower level following, but mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what works for me. So I'll continue doing that, but we'll see what happens. You never know. Might make that one video and then boom. Cause if you go to my TikTok,
you're gonna have something that's gonna catch on.
We'll see. So I heard you want to get into acting. And then you were in a music video. So tell us about the music video. How did that come about? How was it?
That was the coolest thing ever. That was so much fun. So like, we were recording the music video. So I was being like recorded almost the entire time to like put in for the clips or whatever. But it literally just felt like I was at a concert because they just kept playing this awesome song over and over again. And I was like, I didn't feel like I was even being recorded. It was the coolest thing ever.
That's so awesome.
I just felt like it was a concert that I didn't have to pay for.
That's so great. So we're going to see, folks, if we can get permission to play that video at the end of this episode. We're going to get permission
Heck
to do
yeah.
that. Of course, we gotta plug it, but we gotta do the right thing. We gotta get in contact with the, you know, there's some right stuff going on. So we have to, but you never know. We'll probably get it on here and play it at the end so you can see Lily in the music video. So who was all in the music video?
So my best friend flew down all the way from Ohio to be in it. Cause I was like, I'm being in a video. And I was like, I'm not going to go be in a music video without you being in the video. So I made her fly down.
That's and so then cool.
She actually did it. I was so surprised. And then my sister was in it. My dad was in it, of course, playing the cop, obviously. That's a given. And then my sister's friend was also in it.
Sweet. Yeah. I saw the video. I thought it was phenomenal. I know the videographer. I don't know the music artist, but she looks phenomenal. She sounds phenomenal. And just the video clips and everything, the production was so, so professional. And you all did great. I saw some fellow cops in there playing drums and your dad was playing the drums, I think. He was on point. He said he was on point. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I loved it. I literally was in the video, but my favorite part was the part where he was playing the drama. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, you know what? These are memories, like your maturity in that, because a lot of teens don't like to do things with their parents, but, and just understood, trust me, as parents, we understand. We didn't want to do things with our parents either, but your maturity to create those memories with your loved ones is just great. Your friend, you know, having her fly down, it's just great. That's great maturity on that aspect. But your dad did mention to me that you wanted to get into acting. And you said your dad played the cop. And just real quick, so you know, I acted as a detective one time in a short film. It's coming out probably next year, mid next year. They're going to release it into, it's just a short film. It's called Lehigh Valley
Film.
That's
so sick, yeah. though. That's yeah, literally so cool.
Yeah. So my brother, my second oldest brother, he's really into writing and film and all that stuff. And he worked with, they're not Lehigh Valley Film Crew anymore. I think they have a different name. But they, back then, it was Lehigh Valley Film Crew. And he wrote a story about a killer stroller, a stroller that was possessed. And it was-
He actually went to,
I think it was Jersey or New York, and bought the stroller off of Craigslist. And it was like one of those old school strollers that looks like creepy, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And so the story behind it was I was the detective. My daughter played my daughter. And then at the time, I had a sister in the movie and the stroller was going around killing people. Right. And so I had to investigate it. And it was just, it was cool. We did it all over the city of Allentown. And, the videographer actually, did some video work on some of the Spider-Man movies.
Are you kidding?
Oh yeah, I just saw
Spider-Man yesterday for the second time this week. That's crazy.
So I get there, right? So this is I tried acting when I was in the Navy, like back when, like 18 years ago. I was trying to do different things in Virginia and I was like so bored. So I was like, let me try to take these acting classes. But I never really pursued it. So my brother's like, hey, I want you to be in this film. And I'm like, okay, what do? You play the detective, just bring your suit, bring a couple suits, bring a badge, you know, all this stuff. And like try to like bring some props. And so I get to the set the first day. It's at my aunt's house. It's an inside shoot. And literally when I read over the lines, but I was like, I'm gonna wing this.
I'm just going to wing it. See how it goes.
Mistake. Big mistake. I get there. There's lights everywhere. He's got like five cameras. Like there's, I'm like, this is a real production.
Oh my God. An actual short film.
My God. It was there was so much pressure. So every shoot after that, man, I had those lines and you'll see the level of growth through that when that comes out. But much props to you. Is there anything that you're looking like as far as in Jersey, New York for acting, or I can connect you to over here? I mean, my brother.
Oh my gosh. Literally, I don't know. Like It's so hard because, like, I want to do that kind of thing, but I don't know exactly, like, what, if that makes sense. Mm. Like, you know how I was, like, in the music video? I used to want to make music. Then I realized I can't sing. And then...
That's many of us.
And then I was like, what if I just, like, become a rapper just for no reason? I feel like it'd be so funny. Like, all different things run through my head. And then I'm like, maybe I could be, like, an actor. But I, like, there's so many different things that I'm not even sure, like, which one I want to do. I feel like I, like, because I'm still, like, very young. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many things to choose from, you know?
Yeah, well, that's life. And I will tell you this. The TikToks that I've seen, there's a lot of acting in those TikToks. So... they're improv. It's improv acting, right? Because you got to go and make up these little skits and do little cuts and do stuff. So you're actually practicing what you really like to do. And you're playing around.
I like that way of thinking of it.
Yeah, it's improv, you know, so you're basically improvising what you're doing and you're just reacting off the other person and you kind of have like a little skit that you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just react towards the other person. So that's improv. That's what improv is. So you're actually practicing your trade. So if you really want to get into it over here in the Lehigh Valley, I mean, and my brother, they're still making films. They're always looking for actors. And then he's connected too with the folks that make other films around here. So more than welcome to tell your dad, you know, hey, let's connect you over here. And plus your dad, I'm sure he can find, and then you as well, with your TikTok and the following, once they hear this podcast, like, yo, let's go, let's make it happen. So
I think that would be literally so cool. I would be so down for that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. And then I got more comfortable, you know, obviously, mm-hmm. As the next shoots go on, you get more comfortable and it's like anything else, mm-hmm. you know, but it's still acting and there's still some pressure. So
I heard this thing and it was like, the trick to acting is that you're not acting. It was like, I don't even remember the quote, but like, I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
I see that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, trust me, when we got to, and of course this was the only film that I've ever done. But once I got to like the 6th or 7th shoot in a different place with different lines, I did start to feel like I was this character. It was so mm-hmm. weird. But I play a detective anyways, right? At work. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Yeah. So that came easy. But
so translate- that was like a natural thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But translating that over to that and then it being a killer stroller, like it's such a
killer stroller.
Oh yeah. Just wait till you see it. It's going to be, it's like, you know, one of those cheesy horror films, but
I literally know that's my favorite. If I could literally be in anything, I would choose to be in like a comedy. That's like, oh my gosh, like the ironic comedies, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will keep that in mind. And if my brother or someone I know that works in that field is looking for someone, I'll definitely let you guys know.
Awesome.
Real quick. I normally ask this question to obviously older people, right? I ask them, you know, one piece of advice that you would give mm-hmm. to your 19-year-old self. But you are not 19.
So that's not going to work.
So one piece of advice that you would give to your 12-year-old self, knowing what you know now, a couple years later.
That is literally such a good question. I love that question. And honestly, I think the biggest thing is literally like, don't base who you are off of anybody else.
Mm.
Literally. Or like, don't try to be something that you're not. Because at that age, I know normally do 19 and this is like 12. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
My entire teen years up until 2 years ago, I was just like trying so hard to fit in with everybody else or like, be the best. And then I was like, what the heck am I trying to prove? Like literally, I feel like everybody's opinion on you, like it doesn't even have to exist. Cause like, what is it to you? What is it actually changing about you? So I wish I just knew that then. I feel like my life would have been 10 million times better.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's great advice because there's a 12-year-old that might listen to this podcast and they need to hear that. Cause at 12, everything's magnified, even at mm-hmm. 15, even at 20. And even at 30, things could be magnified. So just, you know, mm-hmm. people need to hear that.
I feel like you have like something maybe to like live up to when it's like, yeah. It's not like that at all. Like everyone's just existing and you have to make the best of it. It's not, you shouldn't have to try to like force yourself to live up to some expectation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I've been, you know, fighting that. We've all been fighting that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
We get lost, we get complacent and we kind of try to live up to what what we think other people or other things or whatever life is supposed to be, and mm-hmm. just live, right? Just live. So great advice. Again, maturity. I love it. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So what's next? What's next? I know we talked about TikTok. We talked about acting. What's next? I mean, you know, what do we got?
Oh gosh, I'm really trying to figure that out myself. I wish I had an answer for that one.
No, I mean, like, what's next? Do you have any more TikToks lined up as far as like, you know, are we going to do any walking up to people at a restaurant or what?
Oh my gosh. I've done a lot of the like where there's people just sitting eating at like a restaurant, and then I'll like pull up a chair and I'll just like start eating with them and pretend like I was like meant to be there. And
how does it look on their face?
Oh my gosh. They either look terrified or like absurdly excited. Like it's like one or the other. It's so weird, but I made a couple friends from doing it, honestly. Like I don't know. I think it's fun.
I think that would be fun. If I was like that age, obviously you're walking up to people your age, right? Like if I'm that age, I'd be like, you're freaking cool, man. Like, that's awesome. Like, some people get offended by it. Like, really, what's the big deal?
I know. I've literally had people that got so mad about it. Then they would like see it on TikTok and then they'd be like, OMG, that was me. And like ask for my Snapchat. And I'm like, what? No, that's not how you acted before. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
It's so bad.
That's cool. That's cool. I saw you were doing some skits with your friends, actually. at the house, and you did some cool skits. How does that work? Oh, do you guys sit down and talk about it, or do you just go?
No, we improvise everything. Literally, we'll be like, okay, what are we trying to make a video about? And then they'll say like a random idea, and then we'll be like, we'll just film the first line and just go off of it. I don't know. We never have like talked about what it's gonna be.
That's so cool.
I think they're funny because like we literally have no plan for it.
Yeah, that's what works, because it feels real, you know. It's like mm-hmm. when people start, like, you notice that like in TikTok or even any other social media, like when somebody's like in the beginning, they're very like genuine, right? And this doesn't happen mm-hmm. on every TikTok, right? Influencer yeah. or TikTok account. But then when they start like seeing other things kick off, and I'm not saying don't do this. I mean, you should be trying to mm-hmm. do other things that, you know, maybe mimic some things. There's no problem with that. But you mm-hmm. like, you'll see like the evolution of like, wait a minute, they're like changing.
mm-hmm. No, like, the person themselves like changes. That mm-hmm. makes me so sad. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cause then I feel like they're like kind of getting the influence of like, oh, this gets me more views.
Yeah.
So I should probably do this instead of what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me. Yeah.
Even some of the stuff is very sad, and it's very like, I don't even know how mm-hmm. people do some of the things that they do, but
I know, I know.
Cool. Your TikTok is positive. It's cool. It's funny.
Thank you.
And we talked about it. I think we visited a school a couple of weeks ago. We did visit a school a couple of weeks. So my life's just going 100 miles an hour.
You're like, my head's just there.
Yeah. 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 We visited a school, and we actually brought you up, and we talked about, you know, that you can, you know, because there was that TikTok trend that was going around where there were like some challenges to do some bad things in school and out in the community. And so we visited some assemblies, and we were talking about it, and we were saying that, you know, you can have TikToks that TikTok accounts that are viral or that are influencers that are positive. And we actually mm-hmm. use yours as an example. And
that's actually so nice. I don't even remember my dad telling me that.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we started the assembly with the no, 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 no. on the microphone.
Oh, no. Okay, and
everybody in the audience was like, no, no. Like they knew it. And so we hooked mm-hmm. them. I was like, let's do this. Cause once we hook them, we got them, you know, like that we understand, mm-hmm. like, I know we look older, right? We're old heads over here talking about TikTok. What do we know, right? But then once you hook them and we know, like, hey, you know TikTok, that's part of TikTok, right? No, 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 mm-hmm. whatever. And so then, you know, we actually had a good conversation. It was great.
Oh, sorry, that was my little power thing. Okay.
Oh, you're good. You're good. So it was great. It was like you know, a good experience for the kids. We talked about the consequences and TikTok and all that stuff. So it was good. And your dad did great, you know. He's always a good speaker out there. So
you better not ruin the family name.
So real quick, we'll end with this. Where can people find you?
Honestly, Oh gosh, do you mean for like business?
Either business, yeah, like say they wanted to connect with you, acting, they want to help you maybe with some brands or something, or they just want to follow your TikTok.
Oh my gosh, for that,
just follow your TikTok.
I would, oh my gosh, I would go to my TikTok. It's Dr. Phil's wife. Let me just plug it there. or the DMs don't come in unless I follow you back on there. So if you actually want to like send me a direct message, you can go to my Instagram, which the name's really stupid, but it's Daddy Lily G. And you can DM me on that because I can see all of my DMs on that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that's what I'd say for that. Yeah.
Sweet, sweet. So folks, if you want to get in contact with Lily, by all means, everything she just said, if you want to get with her as far as branding, as far as acting, anything like that, TikTok, that's where you can find her. But real quick, I want to know, because you just mentioned it, and I don't think we talked about it. Dr. Phil's wife. How does that come about? It's Dr.
My
Phil's
gosh.
Wife.
I wish. Oh, what was it? It was something. I swear I was sitting in my back room watching Dr. Phil with somebody. I think it was my best friend from Ohio, honestly. And then I was just like, can we both change our names to like the dumbest like thing? And she made hers Sexy Subaru and I made mine Dr. Phil's wife. Yeah. Just, oh my gosh. And also I just think he's literally like the funniest man ever, because the advice that he gives to people that are like mentally ill, I don't even know, like the way he says things, he's like, just don't kill people. And I just think it's so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. 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 It's Dr. Phil, man. He started with Oprah. Didn't he start with Oprah?
Did he?
Yeah. I think he started with Oprah. I think he started to come on Oprah as like a, you know, like the doctor that comes on Oprah and talks. Yeah.
The doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he got his own show. I think
that's actually, I never knew that.
I'll look that up later. We'll fact check that later, but yeah. I think that's how it started. And then he got his own show. So it was cool. Yeah. Well, cool. Cause I was wondering that. I was like, I looked up your TikTok and obviously I know your dad. So I've seen every TikTok you probably made.
Oh my gosh.
Dad runs around the office like, yeah, look at this one. Like,
this is my
1.5 million views. And this one, it's got 2 hours, 10,000 people, whatever. God. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. But what's up with the name? And so, yeah, so that was cool. So just a random, random day, just put it's Dr. Phil's wife. Cool.
No, everything in my life is random, which is why I have like Daddy Lily as like my Instagram. And then I have my bio with like father of 17 kids as my bio. So like, it's just, everything is just like, what's something really stupid that I could like make? You know what I'm saying?
That's great. Well, listen, thank you for being on the show. You know, it's great to get a perspective. Obviously on my show, we need to have more females, more women. I'm looking for more folks. I know we talked to maybe the music artist that you were part of, you know, in the video, maybe we can have her on the show and we're going to have some more females on our show. So it's always great to have. And then obviously you're younger, so we get that perspective as well. And you're a TikTok influencer. So that's awesome. And I just want to say thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I was literally excited for it. I was like, this is so cool. I've always wanted to be on like a podcast.
Yeah.
And just like talk. I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, no, that's great. And again, it's for us to learn a little bit more about you, learn about TikTok, learn about, you know, what you're about, how you made it happen and how you're going to continue to make it happen. And so, of course, I know your dad's awesome. And be careful out there because his dad's a big guy. So,
oh my God.
Guys, and he's got a lot of strong friends. So
he's
be careful.
He's Mr. Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Mr. Pennsylvania. Look it up. Look it up.
Yeah. Look it up. I don't know what year, but one of the years.
Yeah, exactly. Or just find him and he'll show you on his phone.
Oh yeah, he always does.
Yeah, he's great. All right, folks, there you have it. Season 2, episode 1. Lily, thank you. TikTok, we're out. Be safe. And like I always say, stay connected.